Zvachim Perke Mishnah Aleph. A hagdoma to Perke Ezum Mekoymen Shul Zvachim is in place. It's a special and unique Perke Mishnahis. You'll notice, Bez Hashem, that throughout the length of the Perke there isn't one Machlokes, which is unusual for a Perke Mishnahis in Shas. So in Kadmoinim Mefarshei Hasidur state that the reason why there's the Takonas HaKadmoinim to say Perke Ezum Mekoymen Shul Zvachim, where we say it at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, before, at the end, I'm sorry, at the end of Korbanos before Pesukei Dezimra, is because there's a certain remus to this pair, because there's no machleksin. But it really goes back further. Kadmoinim Mefarshim point out that the Lashonis in this perek, which is the most comprehensive description of the different Chelkei Avodah, whereas the first four parakim, we learned a lot of kachim, but we learned in the context of problems, of psulim, of issues that don't generally come up. Here, we're going to be treated to a straightforward, very bekitza, but very thorough description of which karbonis, how they're eaten, where they're brought, where they're avodas adamas, and so on. It's very bekitza. Again, it's not written in the normal, regular terminology of Mishnayis. There's even a reference, which is clear that this Mishnayis comes mimei kedem, mimei hamishkon, because the term that's used for the Azor is not Azor, it's Lefnim min HaKloim. Kloim was something that existed only by the Mishkan that was built by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mishnah is of ancient origin. There's no Machloksin because it comes from before Tkufas Bayesheni. And it's a Mishnayis, it's a Perek that has a certain Reimimus because it comes Mimei HaMishkan. There's no Machlokis. It's something that Klai Yisrael says every day. So it's a special experience to learn this Perek. Whenever I start learning this Perek, I always remember a famous Maaseh, the Kloizmiger Rebbe, Zecharon Livracha. The first time he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to daven by the Koisel, and when he was davening Korbanos, and he said the Korbanos with a tremendous Hishtapchus HaNevesh, he said the Korbanos for the first time in his life, opposite the Mokum HaMikdosh, and he started Ezum Mechem Shal Zvach, and he gave a Geshrei, and he was crying for many minutes. Ezum will come. Where's the place of Zvachim? We were sitting down and recording this shir the week before Rosh Chodesh Av. There's a gefil of Ezum will come in Shal Zvachim. A Yid has to bank to Chastimim Skagea for the Avodas HaKorbanos. Ezum will come in Shal Zvachim. Where's the place, the time, the Seder Akrova of the Korbanos? Kotche Gadashim Shchitosim Betzofin. The Torah learns out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says by Korban Oilo, this is the very first parasha in Parshas Vayikra. V'shochat oisoy al yerech ha-mizbech tzofoyno. Chatos, it says also, b'mokam ha-shetishchat ha-oilo, t'shochat ha-chatos. Oshom, it says also, there's a Pasuk. So all Kodshi Kedoshim, which we just listed as Oilo, Chatos, and Oshom, are all shchitosim b'tzofoyn. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't say v'kibul domon b'klishoris, but Sofoin, which is going to say by each one of the Korbanos Benifra, doesn't say it as a klal. In the Prat, each one of the Korbanos, the same way the Shechita has to be Bet Sofoin, the Kibbutz Klisharis has to be also Bat Sofoin. However, it doesn't say it as a klal, because there is one type of Avodas Hadam, we'll call it Kabbalas Hadam, of Kodshe Kodoshim, which is not Bat Sofoin. The Rav brings over here Barichus, that the one case that's not is by the Oshom of a Mitzoyru, that the Kohen would be Mechabel part of the Dam Bekapoy, and he would do a Gvis, even though it's not a Klisharis, there's a Avoid over there to be Mechabel Bekapoy in the palm of his hand, and then he does Avoidus Hadam, part of it Be'etz Boy. So Mela, as a Klal, there's one accepted rule, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. But we'll see that as the Mishnah says, each Prat, it does say. One more point that's important to mention, the Chazal have this discussion, it's in a Gemara in Daf Chof, it's a Braisa. Chazal did not see fit to stick this into the Mishnah, even though it's a Mishnah, it's Be'etzim, it's a Machlokes Tanaim, they could have been put into the Mishnah. There's a three-way Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, all Tanoim that appear in Mishnah. What exactly is the Taitch of Tzofoin? But the Mishnah over here was left Kitzura, so without any Machlokesin. The word is Shchitosim Batzofoin. What's Tzofoin? So it's like this. Tzofoin is Biyachas to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara, and the Mizbeach was drawn towards the side of Doroim. The Kevesh, where they went up on the Mizbeach, was closest to the side of Dorim. So it's in the middle, say it's between Mizrach and Ma'ariv, but on the Dorim side. So going towards the Mizbech, the back of the Mizbech, not the side of the Kevesh, the back of the Mizbech going all the way to the other wall of the Azara is Tzofon, because it's the opposite of the direction of the Mizbech facing the Kevesh. So that's the Pashtus of Tzofoino, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon is Moisif that even the Chelek that's more Ma'ariv, which goes, the Pesach Hazor starts from Mizrach, Ma'ariv is already where they go into the Ulam. The Ulam is the antechamber before the Heichel is before the Kodesh Kodashim. That's more to the Ma'ariv side. So if, again, the Mizbeach, the Kevesh is facing Dorim, but it's in between Mizrach and Ma'ariv, between the Pesach HaUlam and between the Pesach Hazor. So the side that's closer to the Ulam is also called Tzofai. Rebbe says that the whole Chelek HaTzofon, the whole northern part, even the part that's closer to the Mizrach, to the Pesach HaZorah, is also called Tzofon, because it's all Tzofon of the Mizbeach. And by the way, the line, let's say according to Rebbe, that's the whole Azorah, does not start from the end of the Mizbeach. It starts in the middle of the Mizbeach. This part, we're going to see later on in the Mishnah, is that the middle of the Mizbeach, the northern half of the Mizbeach, is still called Tzofon. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to go through different types of Kodesh Kodashim. What we'll call the Shpitz Kodesh Kodashim is the Karbonis that the Dam doesn't even go on the... Not only is it Kodesh Kodashim, the Dam doesn't even go on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is not enough. The Dam has to actually be brought Lefnai V'Lefnim. This, of course, is the Karbonis of the Par V'Soy Shel Yom HaKippurim. The Par that was brought over there, there was the Par of the Koyin, the power of the Kehanim, the power of the Koyin Godl, and the power of the Am. The Sawyer was one Sawyer. One Sawyer was taken out, that's the Sawyer Lazozel. The Sawyer that was, the Sawyer Pnimi, was the Dam was brought in. So that Avada has the most Kedushin, and that's why it's listed off over here first. Par v'Sawyer shel Yom HaKippurim shchitosim b'tzofon, v'kibul domon b'klisharis b'tzofon, the Kabbalah Saddam is also in the Tzvoinu Hazor, v'domon ton hazoya ben abadim, Valaparoiches Valmizbeach Azov. Ben Abadim refers to the Oroin. Of course, in the times of the second base of Mikdash, there was no Oroin. It was Spritz in the Eben HaShseir. The Alaparoiches, this is on the Paroiches between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Valmizbeach Azov in the Heichel, which was never used for Zrikas Adam except for these Korbanos. And on that, Matona Achas Mehem Me'akoves. This is something that we discussed before in Perek Beishamai, that in the Avodas Beis HaMikdash of Yom Kippur, all listed off over there, it's called 42 Hazoyes. All 42 Hazoyes are Ma'akiv, this is the way the Mishnah says it, is Maton Achas. If one of them is missing, then Ma'akovis. Lumas, other Karbonis, where the Seder is not Ma'akiv, Vidyevit. Over here, every single one of them is Ma'ak. Shiori Hadam, once the Zrikas are performed, the Dam becomes Shirayim. The Shiori Adam Yeshoifech Al Yisoid Marovi Shomazbeach HaChitzoin Im Loinosan Loikev. The last two details are logically related to each other. The Shiori Adam is after the Zrika. It's not part of the Zrika. There's an Avoida to put the Shiori Adam on the Yisoid Marovi of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. But if it's put on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that means it's not integrally part of the Avoidas Soyve Porosh Shal Yom HaKippurim. Otherwise, it would go inside. If it's on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it's not part. That is just an auxiliary Tesefis. Once the Zrikas Adam of Avodas Yom HaKippurim is done, therefore, I'm Leinos and Leikov. So, Avada walks there as a Kosovs, but Lachar, it's logical also. Truth be told, that it's not as posh as that. Lemaise, take a look at the Rav. The Rav brings that it's a Gansak Zesakosov, that the Shiori Adam is not Ma'akevis, because the Pasuk says Vechilo in Pasuk in Pashtachimois. Vechilo Mechaper Zakodesh. He finishes being Mechaper the Kodesh inside, which means that Avodas Adam is done. Which means that the Shvicha Shiraim is Shiori Avoid. It's not Avoid itself. It's only there's no Avoid with Shiraim. Lemaise, since Yom Kippur was so Machmir, the Torah is so Machmir, that all of the Hazoyos HaMakbid are Ma'akevis. We said, by the way, the number 42. The Gemara does bring the number 42. The maskana is that the Seida Hazoyas Adam has the number 43, just for the record. But in any case, the Shvicha Shirayim of this time, it is Ma'akiv. This day is in a Brice in the Gemara, but the Mishnah over here says, M'loy Nosan, Loy Ikev. Mishnah Beis. Parim Anisrofim, Musim Anisrofim, Shkitosim, Betzofim. Here, we're also talking about Karbonis that were brought Bifnim, not just on the Mizbech HaChitzon, which tells us that it's also on a higher Madrega. Not only that, but the Bosor can't be Hukrav Agabe Mizbech. It's interesting. It's Hukrav Bachutz, Michutz Lamachne. Nisraf, that's why it's called Parman Nisrofim, Usim Nisrofim, because it doesn't go through the regular Seder Haktorah on the Mizbech. It's burnt in its entirety outside the Machne. What are these? These are the Karbonis that are the Par Helam Dovashol Tzibur and the Par Koyin Moshiach, which we learned about not long ago in Meseches Hoiris. The Par Chatos of Yom Kippur is also from the Nisrofim, but since the Chelik of the Matnois Hadam is brought Bifnei Bifnim, that's why it's not from the Parma Nisrofim that's discussed. But Be'etzim, as far as the Haktorus Gufa Behemo, it's also Nisrof Michutz Lamachne. So Vashteto is Azoi. Parma Nisrofim, Sima Nisrofim, Shkitosim Betzofim, Kimudom Nisrofim Betzofim. That part is Poshu, it's Kodshik Adoshim. V'domon Ton Hazol HaPareches V'Mizbech Hazov. It's on the Pareches from the outside, standing in the Heichel. V'Mizbech Hazov B'Nad B'Fnai B'Fnim, not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Matona Achaz Me'am Ma'akov is over there. All the Matonas are Ma'akvim Zu Zu. Again, Shiori Adom HaYoshevcha Yisoid Ma'rov Yishom Mizbech HaKitzoin. Im Lenosin Lo'ikiv, it's a common Pnimi. So the Chelek of the Avoyde Shebachutz is not Ma'akiv. Elu Ve'elu, which means, going back, the Parvasosh Yom Ekburim, and the Parim Nisirim and Nisrofim, both of them are Nisrofim, after the Zrikas Adam and Haktoras Hoi Murim Levad, Bebeis Hadoshen, that was a Mokum right outside Yerushalayim, where they burnt up the Karbonis that had to be burnt up outside.